Any steps?
He asked. Mycroft picked up the Daily News, which was lying on the side table. Anybody supplying any information as to the whereabouts of a Greek gentleman named Paul Critides from Athens, who was unable to speak English, will be rewarded. A similar reward paid to anyone giving information about a Greek lady whose first name is Sophie, X2473. That was all in the dailies. No answer.
How about the Greek legation?
I have inquired. They know nothing.
A wire to the head of the Athens police, then?
Sherlock has all the energy of the family, said Mycroft, turning to me. Well, you take the case up, by all means, and let me know if you do any good.
Certainly, answered my friend, rising from his chair. I'll let you know, and Mr. Milas also. In the meantime, Mr. Milas, I should certainly be on my guard if I were you, for of course they must know through these advertisements that you have betrayed them.
As we walked home together, Holmes stopped at a telegraph office and sent off several wires.
You see, Watson, he remarked, our evening has been by no means wasted. Some of my most interesting cases have come to me in this way through Mycroft. The problem which we have just listened to, although it can admit of but one explanation, has still some distinguishing features.